on the soybean side of things, the percentage wise, we're looking at about 52 to maybe 79 million tons that or million bushels that we'll see adjusted by the USDA. So when you're looking at the ending stocks being much smaller on beans, that large of a number is a dramatic increase there for overall ending stocks. So this is going to be something that, whether it's on this report next Friday, or whether it's on the June report, or even down the line, the USDA is going to have to address this. And if this kind of trend does continue, we may see them start to address exports early, like they did last spring for the new crop